Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ain't they on the Millennium Tour right now?
It's just a Marion girl.
Ah!
He said no B2K, just a Marion.
He said ain't nobody coming to see y'all, Otis.
Right.
Otis's. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to a brand new episode of DX Daily. Thank you for coming back. If you're a first time listener, thank you for coming. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that is happening in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, radio personality, media personality, podcaster, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host and as well radio personality and podcaster, media content creator, A-Dub.
It is Monday, brand new week, brand new things to get into. So Rihanna kind of sort of confirmed that she's working on her new album. I feel like we've been here before, but I still got faith in my girl. So hopefully that's happening. Also, Omarion wants to do a versus battle with Chris Brown. Are we here for it? Or are we not here for it? We'll see. And in crazy news to start off the week, Dr. Dre is going to be making it rain even more money showers on his estranged wife. Yeah, he's got to fork over some more cash. So let's get down to it. Okay, so starting out with Rihanna. So obviously her fans and anyone who enjoys her music, we have been patiently waiting out here for a new album, even a new song, a snippet, something, a crumb of music.
Just something, Riri, just a little note somewhere.
It's been dry out here. It's been a drought for Rihanna music. Mm-hmm. So, but now we got a little bit of hope because recently she was getting ready for her Savage X Fenty fashion show, volume 3. So she did an interview with the Associated Press and she kind of gave us a glimmer, a little hint of hope.
Yeah, the only detail she put in this interview about an upcoming album is that she was saying that she's really experimenting on her eagerly anticipated project, and she says it'll be completely different from the rest of her catalog.
Okay, this was very vague.
Very vague,
Riri. She also said, "You're not going to expect what you hear. Just put that in your mind. Whatever you know of Rihanna is not going to be what you hear. I'm really experimenting." Music is like fashion. You should be able to play. I should be able to wear whatever I want, and I treat the music the same way. So I'm having fun, and it's going to be completely different. Okay, music is like fashion, but don't you put on clothes like every day?
True.
But you put out this music like never. So, you know, I think we should make it more like fashion in the sense that, you know, you actually put it on and put it out.
Right, because fashion is also always changing. New styles come in and out. Like, I get the part of new styling, but
right,
it doesn't change every decade either. So we get new pieces here and there. So.
Right, it's a new season every year.
Yeah.
But with the albums, though, you know, it's been how many years?
It's, I don't know, literally say, like, Drake said she's been missing since 2016. Like,
ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know the makeup line and the skin line and the lingerie line and the billions of dollars. I know. Trust me, I get it. But just a song at this point will, you know, help smooth things over. That's all. Just one song. You don't even, it doesn't even have to be the whole album yet. One song will give people enough to be like, oh, okay, this is really happening.
Right. And it has to be one song from her, not like, you know, the Party Next Door thing.
Right.
Or the fake Fat Joe Rihanna remix. Like.
Right. The Sunshine. No, we need just you on a song by yourself.
Yep.
And we need 3 verses. Don't give us 2 verses. I know a lot of songs are 2 verses nowadays. Songs is 2 minutes long. No, we need 3 verses, 4 to 5 minutes. Just Rihanna. Give it to us.
Yes, that's all we need. Just one good, solid Rihanna song to hold us over until you ready to finish this album.
Okay. Now, we'll see what we're expecting, because just a year ago, it was supposedly a reggae album. Before that, it was R&B. So who knows what it's going to be this time, but maybe ASAP Rocky will be involved. Maybe he's encouraging her to do music and be more serious about this album. So we'll see. Now, you know, this is also Versus Daily. We always have to talk about the Versus battles and the potential Versus battles.
Yeah.
And this latest one, that I feel like this person that spoke on it is trying to will this battle into existence. He's trying to manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Omarion, and he wants to do a Versus battle with Chris Brown.
Yeah, so he went on the Big Tigger Morning Show, and of course, a lot of people do ask artists nowadays about Versus battle, who would they want to do a battle with, what are they most excited to do a battle, and things like that. And that's where Omarion was saying that he would like to battle Chris Brown, and then a lot of people saw that interview and talked about it on Twitter, and everybody went back and forth on, like, should he battle with Chris Brown? Who else should he battle with? Should B2K be a battle and battle another boy group? So it was a lot of discussion going on when Omarion said that.
I'm going to tell you right now, Omarion, from me to you, that's not happening.
Definitely not happening.
There is a 0% chance that Chris Brown is doing a Versus with you. No shade. I love Omarion. Omarion has given us hits. He's given us classics by himself and with B2K. R&B singer, got the vocals, got the dance moves, got all of that. So I'm not taking anything away from Omarion's talent whatsoever. But number one, I don't even think Chris Brown is going to do a Versus battle at all.
Yeah.
Unless it's against Usher, and I don't think Usher is doing that. I don't think either one of them are kind of doing that. And secondly, like, just the number, the sheer amount of songs that Chris Brown has given us over the years, it's incomparable. Like, you, sorry, Omarion. Like, his solo, he had a solo career, and it was a fire solo career.
But it was good.
It didn't last anywhere near the span of what Chris Brown's career has been. It just hasn't. I don't think that that can measure up.
Right, like, the Omarion that I know is, like, the whole Icebox, when he was solo, that era.
Right.
But Chris Brown has done so many singles before that, during that, after that.
Exactly.
Like.
So I don't know that Omarion can compete with Chris. Now, they said Pretty Ricky and Ray J and all of them. Now, I feel like that's more, that could be more the vibe, maybe.
Yeah.
If Omarion's going to do his solo stuff. But if he does his solo and his B2K stuff, then it's just like, why not do the battle with B2K?
Right, and just bring them together, because I mean, they're not good right now. So I guess that's
Ain't they on the Millennium Tour right now?
It's just Omarion, girl.
Ah!
He said no B2K, just Omarion.
Wow. He said ain't nobody coming to see y'all, Otis.
Right,
Otis's.
Right.
Dang, I thought they was cool. I thought they was good in the hood. Wow. Who would y'all want to see a Versus battle with Omarion? Let us know. Do you think Chris Brown versus Omarion is a good battle? I'm gonna say no. For me personally, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm saying no. There's no way.
Yes.
No way.
It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. I hate to say it too, because it's not like Omarion is whack or trash or anything of that nature. That man is talented.
But Chris Brown is not getting out of bed to do a Versus battle with Omarion. That's done.
Hate to say it. Now let's end it with a Dr. Dre story, because this is crazy. So he has been ordered to fork over even more money to his estranged wife, Nicole Young.
Yeah, according to Page Six, a judge has ordered that Dr. Dre has to pay Young another $1.55 million, this time in legal fees and costs this week, in addition to the $2 million he's already covered.
Sheesh.
Come
running
on.
It up. And you know she's a lawyer herself, so you know that money going back to her.
Right.
Yo, man, this is why. You got to watch it back out here. You can't be getting finessed. You can't allow yourself to get finessed, because this is a finesse. This is a robbery with no mask. And I'm not even defending Dr. Dre. I don't know what he did in his marriage. If he was unfaithful, there's abuse allegations there. Like, I don't know what happened, but I'm just saying this girl is getting you for every dime.
Everything she can get. She's coming for the pockets direct.
Now, the judge did estimate that Young's reasonable legal fees in the case totaled around $3 million, which is why he has to pay this extra $1.55. And $1 million of that $1.5 is going to be going towards the balance of the fees. And the other $550,000 is going to be going into costs that are associated with the case. So big money talk going on here at the Young household.
Yeah, a lot of money. And also another type of fee is this attorney that they're using who's representing Young. She charges around $1,110 an hour. Woo. For her services. So, like, you got to pay for that, too.
Come on, $1,100 an hour. Okay, so I'm going to law school and I'm becoming a rapper.
That's boom, where all the money is.
Got it. That's what we taking away from this episode. He also has to give up $293,000 per month in temporary spousal support. So she getting that on top of everything else that's already going on. That's off the baseline. So,
like, does he have anything left, like, after all of this? That's a lot of money.
I told you, man. It's money showers. And on that note, we're going to close it out. Good luck to Nicole, even though she's very lucky already, it sounds like. And good luck to Dr. Dre.
Yes.
That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. Be sure to follow this podcast on all platforms, wherever you are listening, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, Stitcher, iHeartRadio app. Any of those, you can subscribe and follow on all of those platforms. So make sure you do that and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can also follow us too at Asia Sky is where I am on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is Asia, S-K-Y-E is Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
Yes, hit us with your podcast feedback. If you're listening to us, you support us. If you put some people onto the podcast, make sure to let us know. That's why you got to follow us on social media. We'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.